This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Later in the program, we'll talk about an art exhibition for peace and justice with more than 150 artists. First, the city of Cincinnati has more than 300 firefighters who are eligible to retire whenever they want, but fewer people are applying to become firefighters. And Cincinnati isn't alone. Other communities in the tri-state also are facing a shortage of firefighters and paramedics. Joining me to discuss the problem and what's happening to address it are Cincinnati Firefighters Union Local 48 President Matt Alter. Welcome, Matt.
Welcome. Thank you.
Coleraine Township firefighter and paramedic A.J. Coley. Thanks so much for being here, A.J.
Hi. Thank you.
If you have questions or comments, you can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk@wvxu.org. A.J., let's start with you. What's the situation in Coleraine Township? It sounds like your numbers fluctuate daily. How many firefighters do you all need right now, and what are the factors that play into that?
So currently we're down about 15 part-timers. Our department, unlike Cincinnati, consists of full-time and part-time employees, meaning we have people that work 24 every third day, which is a career firefighter, and then part-time we work 24 every sixth day.
Mm-hmm.
So with having about 15 people off is about 10% of our staffing, and we typically have about 5 to 10 people off shift for vacations, holidays, sick time, stuff like that. So that really it hurts our numbers for having people off.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Matt, tell us what the situation is in Cincinnati with the fire department.
Well, like a lot of things that are going on in society, bigger picture of society. I mean, the fire service is a microcosm of it. You name it, everything from issues that we're dealing with in the public to the workforce. The Cincinnati Fire Department, we've been a career fire department since 1853. So for over 169 years, we've consisted of nothing but career firefighters, very forward progressive thinking by the city leaders, 169 years ago. And what we're facing is when we miss a recruit class. So if we go 1 year without having a recruit class, the compounding effects are felt for years to come. And that's what happened. We graduated a recruit class in the summer of 2019, and there was no class held until we had a class that graduated in October of 2021. So that two-year lull had a compounding effect across the fire department for the city of Cincinnati. When that recruit class in October of 21 graduated, we still finished out calendar year 21 with one less firefighter than what we actually began with. So there was actually a negative net gain of having that recruit class. We have a recruit class in right now. They're set to graduate in August. It's a recruit class. They're down to 43 recruits. And when they graduate, we're expecting a net gain of only 6 of where we started in January, because we're losing so many firefighters through attrition. As we talked, offline before we started speaking, over 320 firefighters in the Cincinnati Fire Department that could walk out the door at any moment.
Because they're eligible to retire.
They're eligible to retire. The fire service is one of those occupations. It's similar to the military. Many firefighters come in at a very early age. It's a very tough job. It's one of the occupations like our brothers and sisters and fellow members in the building trades and other, government work, things that we see our workers out there doing. It's a hands-on occupation. There's very few opportunities to not actually be out there doing the job. And up to and including the fire chief, everybody's still expected to maintain their EMT or paramedic certification, their fire certifications, and they have to be job ready at a moment's notice. So it's tough. And the result is, again, many years ago, that firefighters in the state of Ohio are eligible to retire now at 52 years old, provided they have enough years in service. And that's where we're at, is over 320 plus of our firefighters have at least 25 years in service and meet the age eligibility that they could retire.
Wow. And I believe you told me, Matt, that you all have fewer people taking the exam to kind of start the process too in Cincinnati too. Can you walk us through sort of those numbers and what that means for the department?
Sure. Well, I'll share this anecdote. So I got hired with the City of Cincinnati Fire Department as a firefighter paramedic in December of 2004. I actually worked out in the county before I came to the City of Cincinnati. It was always a childhood dream to work for the Cincinnati Fire Department, and I got my opportunity. And took the test that year. The year that I was hired in 2004, approximately 4,000 applicants put in to be a Cincinnati firefighter. And there's a rigorous testing process. And we had a recruit class of 30.
Wow. So 4,000 people basically competing for one of 30 spots.
Right. And flash forward to 2022, earlier this year, late last year was when the process started. And earlier this year, they had about 1,300 applicants, and total folks to actually show up were just under 1,000. And once we got through the testing process, including a physical agility test, a written exam, there's an oral exam, background testing and things of that nature, we're down to less than 500 that are now eligible to potentially be hired as a Cincinnati firefighter. So, and to put that in perspective, is the city council's part of this recent budget that they've passed has approved two classes of 50. So mm-hmm. we know we're going to hire at a minimum 100 firefighters. So we have a list of less than 500, and we're going to hire 100 firefighters. So the opportunity to become a Cincinnati firefighter when I got hired was about 0.5%. Mm-hmm. And now, right now, your opportunity to become a firefighter is about 1 in 4.8.
Wow. AJ, I'm going to ask you this too, but I want to stick with Matt for just a moment.
Yeah.
That difference, I mean, it seems like, so you used to have to wait years to have that opportunity to become a Cincinnati firefighter. Yeah. Now you've got fewer people who are eligible, who are applying. So Matt, what has made that difference? Why are there fewer people kind of expressing that interest initially? And again, after Matt, I'll come back to you, AJ, and ask you about that.
Yeah, so, and I think AJ is going to probably echo the sentiments. What we're seeing is a fundamental shift in the fire service that we're not ready for it. The governments are not ready for it. Local governments are not prepared for, not just in the fire service, but for local government jobs in general. We're competing again with the open market. We had this large retirement numbers of our baby boomers and in some of our early Gen Xers that are now retiring out of the workforce. And so government, and let's focus specifically on the fire service, for our fire service, our firefighters and our paramedics, they have to compete on the larger global market. And it's tough. We're a job that's still required, that says this is when you will show up to work. This is what you're going to wear. This is what you do while you're at work. This is what you're going to do. You have to keep yourself mentally in shape, mentally, physically in shape. By the way, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to contract some sort of occupational illness, whether it be cancer or mental health. And depending on the budget, the overall budgets and taxes, there might be no raises, there might be cuts to benefits, and where all these things factor into then trying to compete with this new emerging job market of work from home and more progressive policies at workforce, that the fire service is just not there yet. They're not there for that. And I don't know that we'll ever be there. Firefighters, by the nature of our job, you have to be at a firehouse. We have to have some level of order. And I think that's one of the bigger challenges that we're facing on the large scale, is what does the modern fire service look like moving forward in order to both stay competitive, but also maintain that order that is needed for your fire service.
Mm. What do you think, AJ? Before we started the interview, you mentioned your father was a firefighter. Mm-hmm. You got this kind of legacy job as a firefighter and paramedic. Are you all seeing in Coleraine Township fewer people trying to really get into the firefighting line of work?
Absolutely. So to touch on what Matt said earlier, a lot of our career personnel actually like to go to the city of Cincinnati, and that's how we lose people. But we do get a lot of people that aren't interested in the job because either they're afraid or they don't understand what we're doing. So we try to educate them as best we can. We have Citizens Fire Academy, which we do get some personnel come through. We do a recruit class, which is free to the people. And then I'm about to start a cadet program for mm-hmm. high schoolers to see if we can get them interested in the fire service too.
Yeah. So. A lot of different pressures. So, AJ, and you had mentioned before we started, you have a combination force of full-time firefighters and part-time firefighters. Mm-hmm. Does that complicate things? I mean, are there people who think, well, I really want to be a firefighter, but I want a full-time job rather than part-time? Does that make it trickier for you all?
Yes. So a lot of our part-timers, a lot of people I talk to that are not certified in anything, they are like, so when I start, I'm not full-time. They're like, No, not exactly, because it costs the township or city money, a lot more money than a typical career personnel or a part-timer to have them hired, because mm-hmm. we get benefits. My benefits help my family, so. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, that's a much bigger expense for the local government, whatever it is, to have a full-time personnel. Well, we will continue this discussion about the tri-state shortage of firefighters in just a moment. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Later in the program, we'll talk about an exhibition called SOS Art that's celebrating its 20th year. But first, we continue our conversation about the shortage of firefighters in the tri-state with Cincinnati Firefighters Union Local 48 President Matt Alter and Coleraine Township Firefighter and Paramedic A.J. Coley. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk@wvxu.org. So, AJ, we were talking to you right before the break. We talked about how your father was a firefighter, mm-hmm. you're a firefighter. Talk to us about the passion that you bring to the job. What do you like about being a firefighter? It's an awfully dangerous line of work.
Well, so typical answer is I enjoy helping others, but I enjoy the different runs, different emergencies that we get called on daily. I don't know what I'm going to show up on. From run to run, from broken bone to my grandma's been sick to house on fire to a car needs to be cut up. So the different aspects that we can show up on, I enjoy personally. The camaraderie, the brotherhood, sisterhood. Where I work at my station, we are brothers. We love working with each other. We hang out outside of work. Our kids are about all the same age, so we all hang out, have fun, and have a good time. So, yeah.
Matt, talk to us about your perspective. I mean, we've talked about how difficult it can be to be a firefighter. It's dangerous. There are all these things that are maybe pushing people away. But what are the things that still attract people to this job?
It's the ability to give back to the community. It's the ability to genuinely be engaged and make a difference. Every day, hundreds of times a day in the city of Cincinnati, hundreds of thousands of times a year, we're called out. And many times we are there to help somebody on their worst day of their life. And what we may seem as trivial for that person that's calling, this is the worst day they've ever had. And the ability to go in and help them through that and whatever it may be, it's indescribable what that feeling is. We do. Unfortunately, we make a lot of really unfortunate runs. Like AJ said, whether it's somebody's home burning down or some other incident, hazardous materials, bomb response, boat runs, you name it. But we also get those really neat opportunities. Not many people can say, look, I was with somebody when they took their last breath, and 45 minutes later, I was called and I welcomed a new life into this world. Mm. And then you couple that with, by the way, we also, helped a family, get a stuck dog out from under their deck, to providing life safety education, to training for some really neat events. It is really a full spectrum job. We're one of the few jobs, a few government entities. We don't get the ability to say no. We don't get the ability to say that's not my job. That's why I always talk to our elected officials of saying use a firefighter perspective when dealing with any issue that they can think of, budget to whatever the crisis of the day may be. And what I mean by that is we have to figure it out. One way or another, we have to be problem solvers. So I think this job is really attracted the folks that want to give back. If you really want to be challenged, both physically and mentally, this is the job for you. It is an opportunity to be part of something big. I mean, an institution in Cincinnati that's over 169 years old, the larger fire service is one of the oldest occupations here in the United States. That ability to get engaged, get involved in your community, and give back, it's very difficult to really put into words what that means and what that's like. And I feel very fortunate every day that I get the opportunity to do this.
Yeah. Well, and Matt and AJ, you've both talked about the broad scope of work that firefighters do. Matt, I'll start with you. What are the implications for the community and for residents when you are short-staffed, when you don't have as many people for applying for these jobs, when you have so many people eligible for retirements? I know we've all heard about brownouts in recent years. Talk to us about what the implications are for the community when you don't have all the folks you need.
Well, and that's tough, Lucy, and I appreciate you touching on that, because, you know, some years ago, brownouts were a major issue here in the city of Cincinnati, and they're creeping back up on doorstep. And the difference now is, years ago, administration, then it was about the dollars. We don't have enough money. We just can't do it. We're going to do what we can, limp through this till we get brighter, better days. And where we're at right now is, it's more of a personnel shortage, and that we're seeing it kind of a clash of many different things, is personnel shortage coupled with this new work environment. I think we still have yet to see the full effects of these past 2 years and what the pandemic did, not just on our occupation, but again, the broader public, on what this did. I think what we're seeing is many Americans really starting to embrace that work-life balance, and how that relates to what we do is, when you're dealing with these extremely difficult, tough situations, both physically and mentally, firefighters are human beings. They have families. They have people that they're responsible for, and they're really embracing that time to reset and keep their mind right. Because if they're not right in the head, they're not there physically, we can't be of any help. And governments and local governments are not prepared for that, because honestly, since we started, it's always been, again, being fiscally responsible is the least amount of people to do the most amount of work. And it's kind of the chickens have come to roost, and we just don't have that. We don't have the folks that, you know, they're stepping up. The members of the Cincinnati Fire Department are stepping up. They're working massive amounts of overtime, but it comes at a cost. We're fortunate in the city of Cincinnati, since 1975, we've had a 48-hour work week. Mm. And I say we're fortunate. That's still a 20% more hours than all other hourly employees in the city of Cincinnati, about 95%+ of city employees. Mm-hmm. And so we're fortunate to be at a 48-hour work week. But when you couple in the overtime that they're working, our firefighters are averaging 60, 72, sometimes 96 hours of work in a week.
Oh my gosh.
And again, this isn't doing a job of data and not to downplay those jobs.
Sure.
At all. They're extremely important. But it's a physically demanding job that has implications. So it is taxing on it. And the result, though, is sometimes you're seeing firefighters that are fatigued. Our companies are busier. We haven't been able to really expand the fire department. So we're making more runs and more calls for service with fewer people, or firefighters that are fatigued. And the only answer to that is more firefighters, the ability to put more people out there to do this service. Mm.
AJ, what is the impact for your fire department in Coleraine Township when you're down 15 part-time people? Does that mean a lot more overtime for the firefighters who are there?
Absolutely. So for the firefighters alone, we're working typically 2 to 3 overtime shifts a day, which compared to Cincinnati is not as large. But we have a total of 25 career personnel per day that can, it makes them work a lot more than they'd like to, because we are trying to keep the work-life balance, which is the change in the legacy that we're talking about earlier. Is my father's career, he would work a lot more than what I would. I see my kids a lot more than my dad would have saw me, because that was their generation.
Sure, that was the culture. Yeah. Well, and AJ, you referenced this before, but tell us more about some of the solutions that Coleraine Township has in the works to really address this. You mentioned the Recruit Academy. You've got this cadet program. Yep. Tell us a little bit about those.
So I'll start with the recruit class. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the main instructors. It's ran by our training captain, Chris Hopkins. It's almost a year long. It's completely free to anyone from the street. Don't need any certifications. We will train you. We have everything we need. City of Cincinnati has the same thing when they go through a group class. And so this is just how we get people certified onto our trucks. Another thing that I've been working with one of my coworkers, Tyler Apatello, that cadet program, which is for high schoolers, for 14 to 18 year olds, that hopefully get them interested in the fire service, give them some positive life experience before they're even out of high school, because it's really hard for high schoolers to find. So
Yeah.
And then we also have Citizens Fire Academy, a CFA, for people that are just interested to learn more. And that actually helps a lot of our support.
Mm. That's great. And for this cadet program, I believe you have an informational meeting coming up on this weekend, Is that Friday night?
Yep, Friday night, 7 o'clock at 4200 Springdale Road. It's in Coleraine. It's our admin building. It's pretty easy to find. I'll be there. And then Chief Mueller, which is their administrative chief, will be he's my boss that I'm going to for this. Mm-hmm. And then Tyler Aptel is my cohort who we've been working hours on this to get it up and running because it's new for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's information about that on our website on WVXU.org if folks want more details about that. Matt, you mentioned the two recruit classes that are built into this next city budget, which I know is a relief, 100 more potential firefighters, and you need a lot more than that. What I'm going to be a negative, like a Debbie Downer here, sure. I guess. But what happens if you don't get all the recruits you need? Do we face more brownouts in the future? I mean, are you worried that that's going to be a fact of life?
It's always a concern, and you know, I would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that, and you know, I would be derelict in my duties to not focus on that. We are able to get that in, you know, to get the numbers that we need. 100 fire recruits, again, what the situation that we're facing is 100 sounds like a lot. And we hear that, I think even the way you described it was, hey, 100 more firefighters. Mm-hmm. And that's people in, people out. And I think, again, that's kind of what I was opening with was, it sounds like, oh, well, 100 more firefighters. And it's like, well, it's not 100 more. We're just replacing firefighters that are lost. We're not adding to the overall table of organization. We're not adding to the number of firefighters. So again, we're not talking about progression of the organization. The slowest ambulance, Cincinnati has 12 ambulances, and our slowest ambulance last year just did over 4,500 runs. Mm. Put that in perspective, you know, our slowest ambulance is busier than most of the fire departments in Hamilton County through their combined firehouses. Mm. You know, we have three of our ambulances doing over 6,000 runs a year. About 17 of our 26 fire engines in the city of Cincinnati do over 3,000 runs a year individually. So it's a very busy organization. And again, so what are the effects? And it's like, well, it's mental drain, it's physical exhaustion. But again, currently our members are stepping up. I mean, they are, I couldn't be more proud sitting here to represent them. It truly is an honor. You know, it's just not political banter. It really is an honor to be able to sit here and represent the members of the Cincinnati Fire Department. But we do have to acknowledge, what does this look like in working with the council and saying, what does this look like? How do we continue to attract? You know, what do we need to do? Some of the programs that AJ mentioned, the city of Cincinnati is actively involved in. We have a cadet program that has shown a lot of success of getting kids while they're in high school and introducing them to the fire service and what this looks like, and some of the, not beyond just the actual job of being a firefighter, you know, some of the perks and the fringes of that, you know, really being very focused in that. And I think that's also something that the city's going to have to look at, is where the fire service, we never really had to recruit. We really didn't have to do a lot. We do have a recruiter, Lieutenant Harold Wright's been doing this now for a number of years, but there wasn't a whole lot of budget given to him because we just had so many people that just did the job on their own. And again, now we're facing the situation which, you know, the police departments have been dealing with this for a number of years, and many other occupations have been dealing with this for a number of years. It's just new to us, if we're going to need to be much more targeted. We're going to have to get out into the communities. We're going to have to focus on groups maybe that otherwise weren't necessarily targeted or focused on, to say, hey, this is a job for you. There is a place for you in the Cincinnati Fire Department. You know, if you have no felony convictions, you're able to physically do the job. You're able to do the job mentally. You're able to show up to work on time and be nice to people and want to help people out, we've got a job for you.
Yeah. Yep. And are there any fire departments across the region that are just flush with people and have plenty of personnel, or is this a region-wide issue?
It's nationwide.
Nationwide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the opportunity in the beginning of May to go attend a class with the International Association of Firefighters on communications. Mm-hmm. And so there's firefighters from across the U.S. and Canada, Anchorage, Alaska, to Portland, Maine, and everywhere in between. Mm-hmm. And take Cincinnati's name off, take Coleraine Township's name off, and insert any department in there. and they're facing this situation. Some places are more dire than others. Generally speaking, your metropolitan, your large metropolitan cities and their surrounding areas, again, Coleraine Township is just across the border. In many areas, one side of the street is Cincinnati, yeah. The other side of the street is Coleraine Township. So the metro areas, the large cities in their metro areas are really getting hit hardest on these. Those are also your areas that have career firefighters. Mm. They're also your areas that have the paid firefighters because of the call volume, because of the population, because of the types of runs that we make. So that's why I said it's a national issue. I guess it's an international issue. We talk to brothers and sisters in Canada and they'll tell you the same thing. And it's a new challenge that the fire service, I don't know, was necessarily ready for.
Right. Mm. I mean, think of all the kids growing up. They've always like, I want to be a firefighter growing up. It's not as popular now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a streamer.
Yeah.
I want to be a YouTube
an
star.
Influencer. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, it's a lot less dangerous, I guess, to be an influencer. But we appreciate the work you do. I've been talking with Cincinnati Firefighters Union Local 48 President Matt Alter and Coleraine Township Firefighter and Paramedic AJ Coley. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Up next, we'll discuss an art exhibition for peace and justice that starts Friday and over the Rhine. This is Cincinnati Edition.